Hello. Okay, let's get started. We're going to fit up the GPS receiver now. That's the next step. So even though I have an internal GPS receiver, you will see that Mobile Geo will attempt to connect to it. Generally speaking, for those of you who don't have an internal GPS, this will be the process that you need to go through. So I have my GPS receiver here, and it is a Royal Tech, I think it's a 2100 or a 2110. On my other hand here, I have my beloved Epix, and I've already have it. I've powered on the machine, the phone. I am in the settings menu. I'm going to bring that up.
List, theme 9013.
And the settings grid, I don't know if you call it a dialog box, but it's really more of a grid, is divided. It's a multi-tab grid. I'm going to, one quick way to change from tab to tab in a multi-tab grid is to do a control tab key. So I'm going to hold the control key down once, just tap it.
Control.
And now I'm going to press the tab key until I get to connections.
List about 1 of 19 tab system 2 of 3. List Bluetooth 2 of 12 tab connections 3 of 3.
And that's telling me that I'm on the connections tab. I'm going to press the control key again.
Control off.
To turn the control off. Now, of course, the control tab, alt, and shift are all mobile speak keys. They're not part of the phone. They're actually mapped to the device when you install Code Factory's mobile speak. The reason mine landed on Bluetooth is because I had navigated to it before I began recording. Normally it would be on the one that's called Beam, like, you know, Beam Me Up, Scotty, BEAM. I'm going to scroll through this so you can see what it says here. So I'm trying to move this microphone out of the way a little bit. That's a little better. Don't want to talk too loud right into your ear. So it's on Beam. Now I'm going to go to Bluetooth.
Bluetooth 2 of 12.
And I'm going to press Enter on Bluetooth.
Enter Bluetooth. Settings window. Bluetooth. Tap add new device to search for other Bluetooth devices. Tap on a device to modify its settings. List. Add new device. 1 of 3.
I'm using mobile speak with U.S. English phonic. I have my Bluetooth device here. I've got it turned on. This is my Royal Tech 2110. So it's on. I have to wake the phone up. Sorry about that.
Tap add new device to search for other Bluetooth devices.
So now we're going
to modify settings. List. Add new device. 1 of 3.
Okay. So I'm going to simply press enter on the add new device.
Enter. Select a Bluetooth device dialog. Select a Bluetooth device. Left soft canceled. Right soft next. Unavailable.
And I have a bit of an hourglass here. And it's actually searching for any Bluetooth devices. Now, with the Bluetooth GPS receiver, there is no special command that I need to initiate on it to make it discoverable. Just turn it on. On most of these GPS, external GPS receivers, just turn it on. My phone found it. It's going to say,
select a device to connect with and tap next. List, Blue GPS dashboard 101.
Okay, so it's a little hard to understand, but it's saying Blue GPS, and it's got some code letters after it. So it says, that's the only one listed. And so I'm going to go ahead and tap the right soft key, which is next.
Tap add new device to search for other Bluetooth devices. Tap on a device to modify its settings. List, add new device, 1 of 3. Enter a passcode to establish a secure connection with Blue GPS dashboard. Press next to continue if the passcode is not required. Enter passcode, colon, edit password.
It's asking me now, I have an edit box with an insertion point that's blinking, because it's asking me to insert a security code. The device doesn't really require one, but if you are given this choice, you really should enter a code. Typically speaking, people enter 0000, and I will do so at this time.
Star, 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 star.
And it's reading it as stars, a secret mode that we have turned on. That's an option we have in mobile speak. I'm going to press next. I have an hourglass.
Your pocket PC has connected with Blue GPS dashboard, left soft and right soft advanced.
So at this point, it's actually paired. And I'm going to look down and see.
Tap add new device, settings window, Bluetooth. Tap add new device to search for other Bluetooth devices. Tap on a device to modify its settings. List, add new device, 1 of 4.
Okay, and like it didn't make any particular noise on the phone. I mean, on the GPS when any light came on, it's still just blinking its standard color. But it did pair the Bluetooth GPS receiver with the phone. But we're not done yet. And I think this is where a lot of people get kind of confused. So let's see if we can't clarify what we're going to do next. Okay, so my phone just went back to the default screen, which is add new device. Now it's showing my various Bluetooth devices that are connected.
Low GPS deck 4, 2 of 4.
And what we're going to do now, I'm going to press enter on this highlighted the key, the Bluetooth GPS. I'm going to press enter.
Enter, Low GPS deck 4, partnership settings, dialog, partnership settings, display name, colon, edit, Low GPS deck 4, left soft, cancel, right soft, save.
And it's asking me what the display name is going to be. Now, you might want to call this Royaltek 2110. You can call it whatever you want. It's just an edit box here. I'm going to tab down.
Select services to use from this device list. Serial port not checked. Window 1.
We have to determine what services we're going to use for this device. And different devices will have different services. In this particular GPS receiver, the only service I have, I can't do hands-free or headset or any of that, mono, stereo. The only service it offers is a serial port or a serial connection, one of the requirements for establishing a Bluetooth connection to the GPS receiver and the phone. So I'm going to put a check mark in this by tapping enter on this selection, which says serial.
And check.
So now serial service is connected, and I'm going to press the right soft key or tap the right soft key to save the settings.
Tap on new settings window, Bluetooth. Tap on new device to search for other Bluetooth devices. Tap on the device to modify its settings. List, Low GPS deck 4, 2 of 4.
We're still not done yet. So what we've done so far, just to recap, is we've paired up the device. It found it. We entered a secure code. That way, people can't monitor what's going on. It's locked into this particular device. And now we've enabled the one service that the GPS receiver offers, which is a serial port, serial connection. Now what we're going to do is we need to create an outgoing serial port. I'm going to give you the steps how to do this. We are actually in the Bluetooth dialog box, and it too is a multi-tab display, and it has four tabs, and we're on the device tab. I'm going to press the control key, which will jump me, and I'm going to do control tab, which will take me quickly through each of the screens or the different tabs that we can change. Okay, so I'm going to do control.
Control.
And tab.
Tab mode 2 of 4 to connect to a device. Click on the devices tab below.
Now, your phones may be different, so I won't go into this too much, but this is where you can have the phone either enable or disable the Bluetooth when the phone is powered on. Okay, so if you want to save power and you don't use Bluetooth devices, you might want to set this to off. That way, at least you can always turn it on manually. It just won't come on automatically when the phone's powered on. The next tab.
Tab COM ports 3 of 4.
After pairing COM ports.
To set up a COM port, tap new outgoing port. For other options, tap and hold an existing port. List new outgoing port. Window 1.
And this is what we're going to choose in a minute. I'm going to tab right on over to the final tab. Page.
Tab Headset Manager 4 of 4. Bluetooth list base TH12 1 of 2.
And that's the headset manager. Now, for those of you who may not have a control key and you want to do this, you can do this just by using the up and down, left and right navigation keys. So let's go back and I'll show you how to do that.
List, Low GPS deck 4, 2 of 4, tab, devices, 1 of 4.
Okay, so we're on the devices. I'm going to turn the control key off.
Control off.
Tab back up.
Tab, devices, 1 of 4. Tap on new device to search for other Bluetooth devices. Tap on the device to modify its settings. List, Low GPS deck 4, 2 of 4.
Okay, I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab, devices, 1 of 4.
Now, if I want to move tab to tab, instead of just pressing the tab key with the control key and enabled, which will quickly jump from page to page, I'm going to just press the right arrow key.
Tab, mode, 2 of 4, to connect to a device. Click on the devices tab below.
And finally, I'm going to do it one more time on the third tab, which is the...
List, new outgoing port, 101, tab, COM ports, 3 of 4.
COM ports. Okay, so I'm going to tab back up.
Tab, COM ports 3 of 4.
Let's see, COM ports 3 of 4. Now, right now, it says new. It's going to give me the option to create a new outgoing port. I'm going to do that. I'm going to tab down into this box.
After pairing with a device to set up a COM port, tap new outgoing port. For other options, tap and hold an existing port. List, new outgoing port, window 1.
I'm going to press the Enter key on this one and only selection I have.
Enter, new, add a device dialog, add a device, select the device you want to add, list, Low GPS deck 4, 101, left soft, cancel, right soft, next.
And because the only GPS device I have with that has a serial service is the Blue GPS, or my Royaltek 2110 Bluetooth GPS receiver, so many words, because of that, this is the only one that comes up. So that makes it pretty simple, right? Okay, so it's already selected and highlighted. I'm going to tap the right soft key, or the next key.
Bluetooth dialog, Bluetooth port colon combo, COM2, win of 2, left soft patch, right soft finish.
Now it's going to ask me what COM port I would like it to create. Some COM ports on some devices are already reserved, so you cannot create them. On this particular phone, this model, COM2 is available. We have other COM ports.
COM6, 2 of 2.
So because it jumped to COM6, we know that for whatever reason, COM3, 4, and 5 are taken. On my Samsung Blackjack 2, COM2 is reserved, and you cannot select it. But on this one, COM2 is available. Right now, I'm setting on COM6.
COM6, 2 of 2. COM2, 1 of 2.
And I can create other COM ports if I wanted to, but I'm not going to get into that. That's outside the scope of this demonstration. So I'm going to leave it on COM2. And if I tab down, I'm going to press the tab key.
Secure connection checkbox checked.
It's asked me if I want to make this a secure connection. Well, it's already enabled because we enabled a secure PIN when we paired the device. So that's all set to go. And because that's the last thing to check, the right soft key is now labeled finish. So I'm going to tap it.
After pairing with a device to set up, settings window, Bluetooth. After pairing with a device to set up a COM port, tap new outgoing port. For other options, tap and hold an existing port. List, new outgoing port, 2 of 2.
So it's saying that the create a new outgoing port is 2 of 2. Let's look and see what the top one is, which is 1 of 2. You'll see it'll read what the label is and what port it's assigned to.
Blue GPS, depth 4 open paren, COM 2 close paren, 1 of 2.
So now I know I have my blue GPS, which is the name I just left it with, and it's been assigned to COM 2. It's paired, it's secured, and it is ready to go. And with that, I will press the enter key. Not the enter key, forgive me. Just press the back key or
list,
the OK
Bluetooth,
key.
List, Bluetooth 2 of 12.
Okay, and now I'm back at my Bluetooth grid, or the settings grid with the Bluetooth icon highlighted, and I'm on the connections tab. So that's really all there is to it. I know it'll take a little practice. Once you've done it once or twice, it'll become second nature, but, you know, some of you, like me, would only do it once a year, and even then you kind of grit your teeth. But it can be done, and it can be done easily enough, okay? So I'll see you back here for the next demonstration. Bye-bye.